You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. It's your host, Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining me here today, friends. Thank you for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. Lord God, we praise you today. We worship you, great God Almighty, in spirit and in truth. We ask for your blessings on our Bible study here now. Speak to us through your word. Help us to be doers of your word and not just hearers. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. We're about to start this last church, this church in Laodicea. I just once again want to invite you to visit our website, WGODontheair.net. Now, if you go there, you'll notice a link on that page that says discuss today's broadcast. I encourage you to leave some comments on there, or perhaps on our last program, which just aired on Friday, which was Can a Believer Lose Their Salvation? You know, it's funny when you look at it. When you look at it without God, it's so easy to lose your salvation, right? Step on a crack, break your mother's back. Remember that old nursery rhyme? You know how easy it is to lose something if it's just you? Have you ever lost anything before? That's how easy it would be for you to lose your salvation. But now, you see, once you get Almighty God into it, you know, and I read all the time, people that write stuff about losing your salvation. And every time I read things that people like that write, the one person and they leave out of those arguments and comments and expositions is they leave God out. But when you bring God into it, you see, it says that whom he's called, past tense, these he's justified. God's already justified you. God has called you. You are one of the called. You have been chosen in Christ from before the foundations of the world. You see, now we're getting God involved. And once God is involved, it's all over. You can't lose that. If God's called you, if God has sealed you with the Holy Spirit of promise, if God's called you from before the foundations of the world, if God has already justified you, you see, once you bring God into it, you see, you can't lose that. I can lose it. I lose things all the time. Ask my wife. But not my salvation, because I didn't save me and I can't keep me. God saved me, and God never slumbers nor sleeps, and he keeps me. I don't have to worry about it. I have to overcome. That's what's called of me. As you read through all of these letters here, there's a promise to people that overcome. What's required of me is overcoming until the very end, regardless of what threat comes my way, regardless of what knife touches my neck, regardless of what chopping block I'm on, regardless of what burning fiery furnace I got to walk through. What's required of me and you, my friend, is overcoming. It's overcoming. And I promise you that God will go with you through the fire, as he says, I will never leave you, he says. Now, I want to start here today, this church in Laodicea. Now we're going to go 40 miles south from Philadelphia, Revelation chapter 3, picking it up in verse 14. Now to the messenger of the church in Laodicea, write, These things says the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. All right, we already have a mouthful here. These things says the Amen. What does Amen mean? It means so be it. Anytime you read in your Bible, in your King James Bible, I believe it says verily. Verily, verily, I say unto you. Well, that word verily in Greek is the word amen. It's amen. It's a transliteration of the Hebrew word. Most assuredly, it says in the New King James. Verily, verily, it says in the King James. Amen, amen. Lego human, he says in Greek. Most assuredly, guaranteed, definitely, write it down. I say to you, what does the word mean? It means so be it. Sort of like that old saying, when E.F. Hutton speaks, people listen. You see, when Jesus Christ speaks, it's end of story. That's it. Thus says the Amen. Everything stops with me, he says. He is the Amen. He is the so be it. He declares. He says, peace be still, and the wind stop. He says, Lazarus come forth, and he rises up out of the grave. He's the Amen. The world begins and stops with him and his voice. He is the Amen. That's what he means by that. Everything starts and stops with him. He is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He's the Amen. He has the power to create. He has the power to end life. Now, to the messenger of the church in Laodicea, right? These things says the Amen. The faithful and true witness. Witness to what? He's putting his left hand on the stack of Bibles and he's raising his right hand and he says, I am a witness. He's a witness to what? Well, first off, he's a witness to heaven because he's been there. He's there right now. No one has ascended into heaven except the Son of Man who is in heaven. It says in John 3:13, he's a witness to heaven. John chapter 14, verse 1, it says that I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again so that where I am, there you may be also. He's a witness to heaven. He is a witness to the existence of heaven. And he wants you to spend eternity with him in heaven. What's required of you, as the old Bible teacher Donald Gray Barnhouse would say, it's up to you to settle out of court, friend. Don't let your case go to trial because you can't win. But my advice to you is settle out of court. That is, confess and admit your sins and turn and repent of them and let Jesus Christ be your defense attorney because he has never lost a case. We have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous advocate, paraclete, called in alongside. He's your defense attorney. Don't let your case, remember, we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. That word is the same word used for a summons that you'd get in the mail or that you'd get as a draft letter when you open up the letter and it used to say, greetings. You're now being sent to Vietnam. We must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. Don't let your case go to trial. Settle out of court today with Jesus Christ. Settle with God by receiving Jesus Christ who died for your sins. So he is a witness to heaven. Also, he is a witness to salvation. And you can read in John chapter 14, verse 6, he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. There's only one way to have your name written in the book of life. There's only one way to have access to God. There's only one way to be justified, to have God, as I said to you on Friday, slam down that gavel, look at you, and declare you in a legal court of law not guilty. There's only one way, and that is through you receiving Jesus Christ by calling unto Jesus, Lord Jesus Christ, I believe in you today. I receive you as my Lord and Savior. As it says in the Bible, it says that with the heart one believes unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. That is Jesus Christ. I receive you. I believe you are the Son of God. I receive you today as my Savior. I turn and repent of my sin. I leave that old life behind. I turn and repent. Lord, create in me a clean and a new heart. And it's in your name I pray. Amen. When you can pray that, when you can turn and repent and call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to be saved, you will be saved. So that is, he's a witness to salvation. John 3:16, he says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." He is a witness to salvation. Also, he is a witness to the very heart of God. And I just quoted that verse to you as well. John 3:16, "For God so loved the world." Notice what it says next. It says that he gave. People say all the time, "Oh, God is love," to justify living any kind of life. But read the rest of that verse. God so loved the world that he gave. He so loved the world, so you see, somebody had to die. An innocent bystander had to die. His name was Jesus. So he is a witness to the heart of God. Also, he is a witness to hell. Now, Jesus talked more about hell than he did about heaven. He is a witness that there is a place. You can read about in Mark chapter 9, verses 42 through 48. There's a place where the worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. That word quenched, it's the word asbestos. You know, like that old joke, you're going to need an asbestos suit where you're going. The fire is not quenched. That means it's going to be like an old burning bush, but it's going to be on everyone who's rejected Jesus Christ, where the fire is not quenched. It's not extinguished. It'll burn and burn and burn. It says, "Where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched." You know, you're going to need an asbestos suit where you're going. The fire just keeps on burning and it won't be quenched and it won't go out. That is what this word Gehenna means, the word that's translated hell. It's that place of refuse, of eternal fire, where the fire just didn't go out. He is the witness, he bears witness to the existence of hell for everyone who refuses Jesus Christ to be saved. He's the only way. Anytime someone says to you, "Well, I believe there's lots of ways to God," I'm here to tell you today, boulder dash on that. There's one way to God the Father. That is through God the Son. If not, if there is another way to get to God, then God made a mistake. God made a mistake, and you thought of a way that God couldn't. Because if there is another way, and if his Son didn't have to die, I once heard Adrian Rogers say that if there was another way, and if God knew it, and if he let his Son die like that without needing to, I'd hate to run into that God in the dark alley. Imagine that. The Lord Jesus Christ dying and he didn't have to because you thought, or Oprah or someone else thought, of another way to salvation. There's only one way. It says in Romans chapter 5, verse 2, "Through whom we have access into this grace in which we now stand." We're out of time. I'm all wound up with nowhere to go, but I'll be back tomorrow as we continue our look here in Revelation chapter 3, looking at this church in Laodicea. So until next time, remember, you're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at WGODontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.